As a warning, the short story Soy Luna features depictions of child abuse. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome. I'm your host, Jenny Bear. You're listening to The Second Door. Join me to hear short stories written and read by your host. Today's story is Soy Luna. Enjoy. Hola, soy Luna. Well, Luna Ureña Noches, a name mi mamá gave me with some thought, but not with the full realization of how well suited the name would become. Pale as the moonlight, and with hair as dark as the night, gave me the name Luna. Sterling silver eyes with long, slender limbs earned me the nickname Muñeca. Mi mamá was the first to call me such, so much so I didn't realize my name was Luna until I started school. The full head of hair I was born with only grew longer and longer, and mi mamá adored every single inch. She never let any scissors near my hair, loving it far more than the child it grew from. She would become giddy over how she could dress me up and present me, saying, "Look how pretty she is, and so well behaved, unlike her brothers." Mi muñeca gets it from her mama, of course. I was soft-spoken due to the wrath under mama's charm. She told me that I shouldn't speak, shouldn't stray far from her, shouldn't get messy or fuss. So I didn't. I emptied myself of everything, my feelings, my thoughts, my desires. I did it all from her, me mama. But that hollowness within me created a hunger. I tried filling it with what mama gave me, but her words were as hollow as my bones. Yet I kept trying to be her muñeca, to be loved, to be wanted, but I wasn't perfect. I could never be perfect because she wasn't. As I grew, so did my desperation. Then came the realization I hadn't emptied everything, not all my feelings at least. My rage and sorrow burrowed deep inside me and waited. They grew with every look of disapproval from her, every backhand that led to a tender embrace, and every hypocritical word she spat. Until the soil beneath me was no longer nurturing, and I stood on fire and brimstone. So I cut off all my hair just to spite her, and learned two things from that. One was that in time, I would realize I loved my long hair, especially when I was the one taking care of it, making my spider thread hair glossy and strong, that I shouldn't lash out, let the rage take over and take from me, like she did. And two, that I can't love or shine on my own, only when I am given such that I am such. Slowly, I was becoming myself. Then I had to stand without her holding me up. Food had been the few joys of childhood, so I pursued it. Pozole verde con pollo, tamales con mole, tacos de rezada, tres leches, cake with walnuts and peaches, and all the food that had kept me looking forward to my birthday. I didn't know who I was or how to act once I reached college, and people didn't always respond well. Many thought me as indifferent and introverted. The truth was, I just didn't want to pour into broken cups anymore, for my efforts to go to waste. Mama had only shown me waves of not being that I didn't know how to simply be. I was friendly enough to get along with classmates, but I wasn't close to anyone except my books. I tried swallowing stories and lessons to become full, to become me. I built a path of salvation with my books and food, studying and pouring hours into finding myself. Yet I drifted from crowds, not comfortable in them for long, spending most days alone and lost in my daydreams. I was no longer called Muneca, but I wasn't yet Luna. I had short hair that barely covered my ears, had roommates because I couldn't afford not to. I slept better knowing I could lock my door, and started eating more than twice a day, even having snacks. Every day was a chance to try different styles, and it took some time to figure out what felt right. Everything was my choice, a foreign luxury I could finally afford. I fell into a routine, work, school, and home, drifting between the necks, searching for more. Then, there she was, Soul. She was a friend of a friend who transferred late into the term. Soul was brilliant and beautiful, pulling in everyone with her bright smile and witty mind. I smiled around her, even laughed as I covered my mouth with my hand. The group started talking about eating out, so I took it as my cue to drift away. Because I love food, I had a hard time eating out. Knowing how the food should be treated and cared for made it hard to eat at those casual and fast places. I also had a sensitive stomach and little funds. It was why going out with them in general wasn't something I was interested in, nor did I desire to cause a fuss over it. To not be a bother to others, a gift from me, Mama. So I drifted, sitting on a bench with long branches to shade me. When I settled, I realized that Soul had followed. She sat next to me with such ease, I just stared blankly at her. You're not going with the others? I asked, feeling estúpide for stating the obvious.
Nah, but what are you doing?
Soul asked me, still with that bright and inviting smile. I held up my book. I'm gonna read outside since the weather's not too chilly, I said as I settled on my side of the bench, shifting my weight a few times since I didn't know if I was too close or too far from her. Her hair was curly blonde and longer than mine, near her waist. It was frizzy, I could tell, even while it was braided to the side, a simple braid that I wish I could fix for her. Her eyes sparkled as she reached for the book. I gladly let her take it.
Whoa, I've always wanted to look more into Mexican culture since I was born there, but it's been so hard to know how since I had to focus on being American, you know?
Soul looked up at me with her amber eyes that resembled gold.
Oh, yeah, I'm first generation on my dad's side, but my mom's side's been here forever. I wasn't told much, so I've been enjoying doing my own research. There's a few influencers I know that give the best book recommendations. I rattled on, happy to share my book. Soul pulled out her phone and took a photo of the book. I wish I had my own book to read with you. Her smile was soft, but her eyes seemed disappointed. It made my heart clench.
You could read it for now. I have another book with me, I said and reached for my other book.
I usually have two, one for learning and the other for fun, I explained. I hoped she didn't make fun of the cheesy romance cover. She giggled, touching the back of her hand to her flushed cheek. "Then if you don't mind the company," she asked while tilting her head. I wondered if her skin was as soft as it seemed, a rich mocha color I envied. "I don't mind," I said and averted my eyes. Something warm was seated in my heart that day. Someone had taken an interest in what I was reading and even asked to read it. Sol listened to me and asked for more. She began a longing for her because there was so much I didn't know about her. "Does she like girls?" I definitely liked her, desired her. But could I love her? I've only known toxic love, so obsessive and resentful that I never wanted to experience it again. Years spent enduring leering glances and hollow promises. There had been crushes, but as I looked more into their eyes, ugliness was found and I turned away. All anyone ever saw was the outer me. La muñeca that mi mamá had crafted. Yet her, mi sol, was sweet and bright, endless sunny days with dripping paletas. She enveloped me and made me want more. I wasn't sure of myself, but I wanted it to be with her, whoever I was to become. Then, on a cold and rainy night, we kissed. I wanted to be the person who deserved to be by her side. Every day was now a chance to do better, to be better, so I could build a life with her. Because of her, I finally became this Luna. I found me. Not muñeca, not just her creation. I am no longer lost and drifting like any other asteroid. Apathetic and narcissistic. Soy Luna Ureña Noches because Sol Iglesias Delgado loves me and fills me with her light. If anyone were to hurt her, to dim her light, I will show them the darkest of nights because of her. Always her. I am me. Sol y Luna. Con amor in alma.
Thanks for listening. Join me next time for another short story written and read by your host, Jenny Bear. See you soon.